What happens when high school students
decide our topics,
ask our questions,
tell our stories,
find our voices?
It's the Face to Face Podcast.
All right, here we are together once again on the Face to Face Podcast Network. And today I'm joined by none other than Janae. How you doing, Janae?
Good.
All right. You got some special guests with you. First, we're going to introduce your mom. Your mom is on the phone. She's calling live from Arizona. Hello, Brittany.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
How you doing today?
I'm okay. And yourself?
I'm doing well. I'd be doing better if I was in Arizona, I'll tell you that.
Sure that.
Yes, you. I already know you would.
Also, we have Ernesto. Hello, sir. How are you?
Yo, I'm doing good, man. How about you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. We're also happy to welcome back Mano. Mano, how are you?
I am great. Always am.
All right. Sounds good. So, Janae, what are we talking about today? Take it away.
We're talking about how high school students overcome battles, young adults overcoming battles in high school.
Okay. And you're going to talk to your mom about, because your mom actually went to face-to-face. She's a former face-to-face student.
Mm-hmm.
And sounds like she overcame some obstacles trying to get her diploma in high school.
Mm-hmm. While having me.
While having you.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Are you the oldest?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk about it.
Mom, what were some battles that you overcome while you was going to high school and having a child?
Well, the main one was just having the support from others. Society is so... Basically, is when you have a child, when you are a child, is you're not going to graduate. You're not going to graduate on time. So it was more support and just getting to school every single day with you. It was a real battle.
Did you have transportation?
No, I did not. I took the city bus to you. So Janae's father stayed about a block away from face to face. So when I first started, the plan was to drop Janae off at her dad's house while I go to school. And that became a problem to the point where no one answered the door once I got to her father's house. And all I wanted to do was go to school and to graduate. So that's when a lot of the teachers at face-to-face helped me out. I'm a real big believer of it take a village to raise a child. And face-to-face was my village. They really helped me out so much. Darius, Jennifer, so many of the teachers took the time out to make sure that I can go to class and April was okay.
Was they watching me?
They were. Charlotte, she helped out a lot. Like I said, Jennifer and Darius, they were my go-to people. Paul, everyone, like they took turns. The days that your grandma couldn't come and pick you up because your dad didn't answer the door, they stepped up and helped me out so much.
That's really great.
That's real great.
When did you graduate? How was your graduation?
I graduated 2006. I remember that day like yesterday. I was late, of course. I was trying to make sure my hair was done. And I cried the whole time from the time I got to face-to-face to the time I walked down to get my diploma. I cried the whole day just because I knew I was going to graduate, but it was hard. It was a long, long journey. And honestly, I don't think if I went to any other high school, I would have graduated and graduated on time, having you.
That's how I feel, too.
I'm like, that's good. Okay, I got a question. Hi, my name's Nesto, but I was just wondering, did you start your high school years at face-to-face, or was you going to a different high school before?
I actually went to Arlington for, I want to say, like 6 months, almost to a year. April did go to that daycare for a little bit. It just didn't work out. So I don't remember how I got in contact with face-to-face. Actually, I do know how. I was going to the clinic, face-to-face clinic, when I got pregnant, and that's how I found out about the school.
Any other battles that you face?
When I went to face-to-face, I was emancipated. I had my own place at 15. I went to work. I had a job. My first job was Target. Just life from being a teen parent to just trying to make it through all the different difficult things that can happen. I will say that I didn't have a childhood, like a teen years, just because I was just so focused on making sure I could graduate and taking care of Janae.
I have a question. So, Brittany, like for any young adults out there listening right now, what could they learn from your experience? I mean, what advice would you give them if they're in a similar situation? Maybe they're a young parent trying to juggle school and work and trying to raise a child. Any advice that you could give them to help them through that process?
Don't give up. Keep your head up. Things will be hard in life. You're going to come across things that you feel like you're not going to get through, but it's always a way out. Just keep your head up. April, she actually is my biggest support system, like support person, believe it or not. And she kept me going all these years. She's a young lady. She's getting of age. And I always just thought about her at the time. Like, I have to do it for her, including myself, but it was just for her. So just keep your head up in anything. You keep your mind to anything, you can get through it.
Yeah, amen. You have any other questions for your mom?
No.
Okay. Well, Brittany, we appreciate you joining us. Are you going to stay on the line with us?
Yeah, I'm going to stay on a little bit.
Okay. All right, cool.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, no, for sure. We appreciate you joining us. So what about you guys? You know, Ernesto, Mano, both you guys are young adults in high school right now. Obviously, everyone goes through their own trials and tribulations. But what are some things maybe if you want to share like that you've had to overcome or that you're currently facing and maybe kind of give some advice to the listener on how they can also do the same?
You want
to
go first?
Yeah, I can go first. A lot of my life has been spent being very sick, not like dying sick, but like not coming to school sick. And I've always loved school, so that was very hard for me to cope with. I'd miss school, and then I'd fall behind, and then I'd get bad grades, and it would be really hard for me to catch back up. It was not great. I mean, I don't really know how to talk about it, but I joined face-to-face, like, during COVID, and it helped me get back to all A's, which is what I was always striving for.
That's good, because I can imagine that would be very difficult, you know, if you're struggling with sickness and not being able to go into school, especially if you like school. Like, it sounds like you like school. You want to be
school.
Here. Yeah. So it sounds like you being introduced to face-to-face was a real blessing.
It definitely was.
Yep. What about you, Ernesto?
Well, when I went to Tarrant, I don't know, it's just my things I had to, like, try to overcome was trying to get along with teachers, I guess, like you could say, because you know, I was always that student who would talk back, who won't, like, listen. Until I really came to face-to-face, and then I seen Darius, Jen, and all of them, they'll treat me different, you know, like, they'll treat me with respect. So that's when I gave, you know, the respect back. But one thing I am trying to, like, overcome right now is trying to be, like, my dad's first graduate, because all my older brothers, they didn't graduate, or they just didn't graduate on time. I might not be graduating on time, but, you know, I'm still going to graduate. Still going to get that diploma. But that's one thing I'm trying to overcome just because I got to hear that every day. Like, your brothers didn't graduate. I want you to graduate. Like, you know, so that's one thing I'm trying to overcome right now, is kind of prove a lot of people wrong right now.
Yeah, that's good to have that motivation. And, you know, as long as you keep showing up and putting in the work, mm-hmm. you're going to get there. And like you said, even if you don't graduate on time, as long as you graduate, that's all that matters. Your diploma isn't going to say you graduated late. It's still a diploma. So mm-hmm. it doesn't matter. So, yeah, just keep showing up every day and put in the work, and you'll get there. What advice would you give to other listeners out there who are maybe in the same situation?
I'd probably say just when you first go to school and everything, don't let the teacher get on your bad side like that. No matter how much it wants, you know, the teacher wants to take you out your character, don't let that teacher take you out your character, because it might mess up your future.
Yep, good advice. And Mano, let me ask you this. If there's a listener out there who's in a similar situation that you were in, you know, maybe they're struggling with an illness and it's keeping them away from their schoolwork and not able to be present like they want to be, any advice you would share with them?
Keep your head up. I know that's really hard to believe. I mean, when I was sick, everyone said that, and I was like, hey, that doesn't help. But it gets better, and even that is ridiculous to say, but it does. Try your hardest. Your hardest is what matters in the end. It doesn't matter if you just get a passing grade. It's better than nothing. I know mediocrity might be hard for some people. It's hard for me. But just try your hardest. And, like, even if you need to focus on getting better, focus on getting better.
Yeah. All right. Last but not least, Janae, we got to talk about your story a little bit, because you moved back from Arizona by yourself, so you can make this diploma happen. Talk a little bit about that.
I was going to OLC, and it was very discouraging because it was just, I'm very impatient. It was just taking too long. I wanted to graduate. I wanted to get a diploma. I was there. Sometimes I wasn't there because of transportation or just no motivation. So then summer came, and then I finally convinced, like, I'm not going to go to school. I'm going to be successful. I'm going to give me a business. I'm not going to go back to school. I don't need a diploma. I can do this. All I need is to be successful, and I don't need a diploma. Diploma is not going to define who you are or what money come in or how much you make or whatever. So I had that plan. And then I had, like, a little hair business going on. It was pretty good. I was making what a person would have been making, 9 to 5. And then it was just, something was just telling me, like, I was just going in circles. I was missing something. I was just going in circles. So I finally just decided to go back to school. And another thing was, when I was going to school, I had the pressure of people telling me that you need to go to school, you need to do this, you need to do that. And then also, in the back of my head, I felt like that the people that was telling me that, they knew that I wasn't going to graduate. I felt like they had some type of doubt, even though they was telling me, you're going to graduate, you should go to school, da-da-da-da-da. I had some type of doubt that they didn't really believe in me. I don't know why. So then eventually in the summer school, everyone just stopped bothering me, I guess, and I finally made my decision to go back and come to this school. Finally listened to my mother when she said, just go to face-to-face, they'll get you right, and moved into my own apartment, and it feels good going to school. Feels amazing doing it all your own. It feels amazing. And having a support system, too, it feels amazing. And then just leaving that life, the life in my head, the lavish life from Arizona, it was a lot, but I knew getting this diploma, it was better for me. Some advice I can give for people that's listening is consistency is key. Don't lose your motivation. It's easier said than done, and support system is everything. My support system right now is my uncle, my mother, and my grandmother. And the people that support me the most. And getting your work done in quiet environments and that got bright lights. When I was doing work in dim lights, like where we are now, it was no motivation. I just want to go to sleep or get on my phone. And also ask questions when you're in school, too. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid for who's listening to you while you're asking questions. And no question is a dumb question. And some more obstacles that I dealt with doing school is, what, at first it was transportation because where I lived at, but then my situation got better and I got my own transportation. So now everything is going pretty smoothly. And also the teachers. These teachers at this school, you can actually see that they care.
True that.
Like, you can True feel that. It that they care, and True it that. Wants you to do better. So, like, in a public school, you can see that they just there for doing a job. They just
want to get paid.
That's it. And they barely getting paid. So, I can see that everyone cares. Like, Jennifer, she be having so much energy. I don't even know where all the energy be coming from.
True that.
And she's older than me, and I'm trying to see what that's like. Like, where that energy coming from? Going to face-to-face has been the best decision I have ever made. And actually being a boss that I'm becoming to be. More advice I can tell you from face-to-face. Come to school every day. You come to school, they'll see that you actually want to graduate. They'll see that you actually care for yourself, too.
Plus, they give you money and credit.
Credit.
And who doesn't love money?
Might not be that much, but money's money. So.
Money is money. And right now, and I'm sure in everyone predicament that goes to the school, money is money, and it will work. It'll work. It helps. It'll
come in clutch.
Okay, you hear me? And they work at a fast pace. I think, because I went to another alternative school, and they just gave us big packets and told us to do it, and that was that. And they had, like, these little videos, but I was still confused. So, face-to-face is a great school. The teachers are great. They're very lovely. And thank everyone for joining me and telling us your story and your obstacles and how you overcome it and your advice. Thank you, Mom, for joining and telling us your obstacles and your advice on everything.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
Oh my, yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me.